Faker have just kicked off their first national tour in 3 years and they're coming to town next week. Nathan Hudson, the lead singer, joins us now. Hello, Nathan.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks. It must be great to be on the road again.
It's lovely. It's an absolute thrill. It feels like coming home. Well, leaving home has felt like coming home. It's really crazy. it's been too long. It's been really...
Well, it has been a while. We had this heart attack a couple of years ago, which was huge, and we all loved it. What have you been doing in the meantime?
We did a lot of touring. It's our first headline tour in 3 years, but we were touring in other kind of circumstances up until like a year and a half ago, and then we kind of got off tour and just needed to, I guess, rethink or figure out who we were as a band or what we were trying to do. And we kind of shipped the lineup back to Nick and I, because I guess we had so many new members. You know, we had a band member leave the band because he fell in love and moved to a farm in upstate Washington to get married and have a baby. It's kind of fantastic, wonderful reason to leave a band. But we kind of then suddenly had new people and then new people, more new people, and we kind of couldn't figure out why we were doing it or how we were doing it. And so we're going to strip the lineup back to just Nick and I, and we made a record and learned how to produce ourselves and record things in new ways, and went on that kind of, I guess, more infernal adventure. And so we've made a record, or a series of recordings, actually, and you know, make something new and reform the band with in a way that feels kind of more organic and more like a band in the true sense of the word. There's kind of four of us on stage who are excited about playing music and developing into whatever we do next.
So was it mostly just you and Nick working on the new stuff that's coming out?
It was. Liam O'Brien, who was playing in The Scare, came into the studio and recorded on a couple of things. He recorded guitar, but we really specifically wanted to be a four-piece when we played live. Mm. Nick had moved from bass to guitar, and so Liam ended up kind of joining us on the bass guitar, and then I met Chris Stavick, joined us on the drums, and yeah, but there was just a really nice synergy around the time that we kind of came into contact with both of them and they started working with us. So, yeah.
It sounds like it was all kind of an evolution that just happened.
Yeah, and you want things. I think it's really important if you're in a band, if you're making music, if you kind of take your fans on some kind of journey or are able to evolve. And we had to find our way to do that, you know, and it's been a really exciting process. It's been lovely.
So explain to me how everything's working now, because we've got two new singles in the last couple of months. There's an EP out now, How Did We Not Get Loved, and a new album coming out. Is that just all the process of getting to the big album, or are you working on all these different things at the same time?
Yeah, we were working on, you know, we always demo a heap of songs for a record, and with our last record, a lot of those songs kind of fell to the wayside after, you know, you make a record with 12 songs on it or thereabouts, and you've demoed like 40 songs and all of those songs never get finished, you know. And I guess we just kind of felt like we didn't want these songs of this kind of current kind of period of exploration to suffer the same fate. And so finding ways that we can put stuff out on a more regular basis, I think we felt like it needed to be kickstarted in the right way. And, you know, giving people an idea of what we're doing with the EP, and then the record is kind of answering the question that the EP poses. You know, so I guess the EP being called How Did We Not Get Loved, and the record is going to be called Get Loved. It felt like the most natural and exciting way to do things for us. So
once the album comes out in January, are we planning on following that up with EPs and things like that, or are we just going to see what happens?
There's definitely going to be a further evolution of material. I guess being on the road now and spending time on the road, we are having the opportunity to now evolve Chris and Liam into what we're doing a lot more. And so we're planning on recording real soon with them and in